For those of you who have trouble with reality, Dr. Lawrence Terlizzese deals with hyperreality and the simulacra. Now, Unprobe.
What saccharin is to sugar, so the technological simulacra is to nature or reality. A technological replacement purporting itself to be better than the original, more real than reality, sweeter than sugar, hypersugar. Simulacra, or simulation, the term was adopted by French social philosopher Jean Baudrillard to express his critical interpretation of the technological transformation of reality into hyperreality. Baudrillard's social critique provided the premise for the movie The Matrix. However, he was made famous for declaring that the Gulf War never happened. TV wars are not a reflection of reality, but projections, recreations of the TV medium. Simulacra reduces reality to its lowest point, or one dimension, and then recreates reality through attributing the highest qualities to it, like snapshots from family vacation. The camera snaps a picture and recreates the image on paper or a digital medium. It then goes to a photo album or profile page. Video highlights amount to the same thing in moving images. From three dimensions, the camera reduces its object to soulless one-dimensional fabrication. Simulacra does not end with the apparent benign pleasures of family vacation and media, although media represents its most recent stage. Simulacra includes the entire technological environment, or complex, its infrastructure, which acts as a false second nature, superimposed over the natural world, replacing it with a hyperreal one, marvelously illustrated in the movie Terminator 2 Judgment Day. As liquid metal conforms itself to everything it touches, it destroys the original. Humanity gradually replaces itself through recreation of human nature by technological enhancements, making the human race more adaptable to machine existence. Transhumanists believe that through the advancements in genetic engineering, experimental drugs, bionics, and artificial intelligence, it will redesign the human condition in order to achieve immortality. Humanity Plus, as transhumanists say, will usher humanity into a higher state of being, a technological stairway to heaven, or glorification in theological terms.
This has been Probe with your host, Dr. Lawrence Terlizzese. Need to sort through reality and illusion? Get your free copy of his transcript, The Technological Simulacra, at probe.org. Again, that's probe.org. Then join us next time as we help you align your worldview with God's view, here on Probe.
An old tape recording commercial used to say, "Is it real or is it Memorex?" By championing the superiority of recording to live performance, the commercial creates hyperreality, a reproduction of an original that appears more real than reality, a replacement for reality with a reconstructed one, purported to be better than the original. Disneyland serves as an excellent example by creating a copy of reality remade in order to substitute for reality. It confuses reality with an illusion that appears real, more real than real. Disney anesthetizes the imagination, numbing it against reality, leaving spectators with a false or fake impression. Main Street plays off of an idealized past. The technological reconstruction leads us to believe that the illusion can give us more reality than nature can. Hyperreality reflects a media-dominated society where signs and symbols no longer reflect reality, but are manipulated by their users to mean whatever. Signs recreate reality to achieve the opposite effect. For example, in Dallas, I must travel west on Mockingbird Lane in order to go to East Mockingbird Lane. Or Facebook invites social participation when no actual face-to-face conversation takes place. Hyperreality creates a false perception of reality that confuses fantasy for reality. A proxy reality that imitates the lives of movie and TV characters for real life. When real life in media becomes real life outside media, we have entered the high-definition misty region, the Netherlands of concrete imagination, hyper-reality. Hyper-reality goes beyond escapism or simply just entertainment. If that was all there was to it, there would be no deception or confusion, at best a trivial waste of time and money. Hyper-reality plays a trick on the mind, a self-induced hypnotism on a mass scale, duping us by our technological recreation into accepting a false reality as truth. like Cypher from the movie The Matrix, who chose the easy and pleasant simulated reality over the harsh conditions of the desert of the real. In humanity's fictional war against the computer, he chose to believe a lie instead of the truth. A lie plays a trick on the mind, skillfully crafted to deceive through partial omission or concealment of the truth. The lie is the devil's only weapon, always made from a position of inferiority and weakness. A lie never stands on its own terms as equal to truth. It does not exist apart from twisting or recreating truth. A lie is not a negative no or a positive yes, but obscures one or the other. It adds by revealing what is not there. It subtracts by concealing what is there. A lie appears to be what is not and hides what it really is. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. A lie does not negate or contradict or affirm truth. Negation, no, establishes affirmation, yes. Biblically speaking, the no comes before the yes. The cross, then the resurrection. Law first, grace second. The law is no to sin or disobedience. The gospel is yes to faith, obedience. Truth is always a synthesis or combination between God's no in judgment on sin and his yes in grace through faith in Jesus Christ. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Law without grace is legalism, grace without law is license. The devil's lie adds doubt to the promise of God. Indeed, has God said, "You shall not eat from any tree of the garden," and hides the promise of certain doubt, "You surely will not die." The serpent twists knowledge into doubt by turning God's imperative, "Don't eat," into a satanic question, "Don't eat." But it is Eve who recreates the lie in her own imagination. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Sight incites desire. We want what we see. Eve was tempted by the lust of the eyes. After seeing the fruit, then believed the false promise that it would make her wise, Eve fell victim to her own idolatrous faith in hyperreality that departed from the simple trust in God's word. Media is a void machine. In the presence of family, church, or school, it will destroy its host and then reconstruct it in its own hyperreal image. Telecommunication technology is a Trojan horse for all traditional institutions that accept it as pivotal to their progress. The purpose of all institutions is the promotion of values or social norms impossible through the online medium. The personal computer, for example, imparts values not consistent with the mission of church or school, which is to bring people together in mutual support around a common goal or belief for learning and spiritual growth, community. This is done primarily through making friends and forming meaningful relationships, quite simply by people talking to each other. Values and social norms are only as good as the people we learn them from. Values must be embodied in order to be transmitted to the next generation. Talking, as a major form of personal communication, is disappearing. Professor of Communications John Locke noted that intimate talking, the social call of humans, is on the endangered species list. People prefer to text or phone. Regrettably, educational institutions such as high school and university are rapidly losing their relevance as traditional socializing agents where young people would find a potential partner through like interests or learn a worldview from a mentor, necessary for personal ownership of knowledge, discipline, and character development. An electronic community is not a traditional community of persons who meet face-to-face, in person, in the flesh, where they establish personal presence. Modern communication technologies positively destroy human presence. What philosopher Martin Heidegger called Dasein, being there, is absent. As Woody Allen put it, 90% of life is showing up. The presence of absence marks the use of all electronic communication technology. The simple fact that I carry a cell phone preoccupies its users, creating distance between himself and friends. The cell phone robs the soul of its users, who must exchange personal presence for absence. The body is there, tapping away, but not the soul. The cell phone user has become a void. According to popular American motivational speakers, the key to unlimited worldly wealth, success, and happiness is in the power of positive thinking that unleashes our full potential. However, according to obscure French social critics, the key to a meaningful life lived in freedom, hope, and individual dignity is in the power of negative thinking that brings limits, boundaries, direction, and purpose. Negativity gives birth to freedom, expanding our spiritual horizons with possibilities and wise choices. To freely choose in love one's own path, identity, and destiny is the essence of individual dignity. According to French social critic Jacques Ellul and Hubert Marcuse, freedom is only established in negation that provides limits and boundaries, which tell us who we are. Technological hyperreality removes all natural and traditional limits in the recreation of humanity in the image of the cyborg. The transhuman transformation promises limitless potential at the expense of individual freedom, personal identity, and ultimately human dignity and survival. All limitless behavior ends in self-destruction. Stephen Hawking noted recently that technological progress threatens humanity's survival with nuclear war, global warming, artificial intelligence, and genetic engineering over the course of the next 100 years. Hawking stated, "We are not going to stop making progress or reverse it, so we must recognize the dangers and control them. After we just say no to our technological addictions, for instance, after a sabbatical fast on Sunday, when the whole family turns off their electronic devices and get reacquainted, a new birth of freedom will open before us, teeming with possibilities. We will face unmediated reality in ourselves and family with a renewed hope that by changing our personal worlds for one day, simply by pushing the off button on media technology, we can change the future. Through a weekly media fast, we will grow faith in the power of self-control by proving that we can live more abundant lives without what we once feared, absolute necessity. All things are possible with God. When we exchange our fear of idols for faith in the living God, the impossible becomes possible, and our unlimited potential is released that will change the world forever."